All right, everybody, we are recording. This session is about to start. I'll go and let Mr. Metcalf jump us in, and we're going to get going on this, y'all.
All right, good evening, good people. We're going to call to order. Welcome to Young Middle School's budget allocation go-team meeting. We're going to follow the agenda as it's been emailed to you and publicly noticed. Please to call the meeting of the Young Middle School go-team to order. Our first order of business is to call roll, and Major Jones, the secretary, will now take the roll.
Cool. Oh, I got you.
I'm right here on it. My bad. Trying to make sure. I thought I was unmuted. I mean, I was on mute. We have Mr. Ronald Garlington.
I am present.
Patrick Llewellyn. All right, he's here. Metcalf.
Here.
Jones. Here. Ogun.
Present.
Dr. Bennett.
Here.
All right, so that we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plus Mr. Garlington. So we do have established a quorum. So is there a quorum present, Secretary?
Yes.
Perfect. All right, we will proceed to the action items. And the first action item is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Garlington mailed out the agenda to everybody this afternoon and yesterday as well. You should have a copy in front of you. May I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Yeah, motion. I motion.
All right, I have a motion on the floor. May I have a second to approve the agenda?
I second. Did somebody
second the motion to approve the agenda?
I'm sorry. I thought I was off mute. I second the motion to approve the agenda.
Awesome. All right. So we have a second. All in favor, please say aye or raise your hand so we can see you.
Aye.
All right. All opposed, please say nay or raise your hand. All right. Do we have any abstentions? I don't believe so. All right. So, Mr. Secretary, please note that we had unanimous ayes for approval. And our next order of business is to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. The minutes have been provided. Do we have any outstanding corrections? All right. So, if we don't have any outstanding corrections, may I have a motion to approve the previous meeting's minutes?
Motion to approve the previous minutes.
Mr. Again, Mr. Jones looking at you.
yeah, I second.
All right, so we have a motion to approve the minutes. Can I have a second?
I second that motion.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. All in favor of approving the minutes from last meeting, say aye or raise your hand. Aye.
Aye.
All right, perfect. All opposed, say nay or raise your hand at this time. All right. I don't think we have any abstentions because everyone's voted. So again, Mr. Secretary, please note that we have unanimous approval of the minutes. We will now proceed to a strategic plan review and update. The first action item is to review and update the strategic plan. We'll now hear from Mr. Garlington.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate it. And thank you, everybody, for being here. I'm going to jump through some of this very quickly because a lot of this we've seen before, so it's more of a refresher before we go into the next phase of the presentation. So everything we're doing now is in preparation for our budget development because we are now in budget season, everybody. So here's what you're going to see me talk about very briefly, like the Fall ACES presentation, again, which you've already seen, but I'll just kind of run through that real fast, as well as a review of the strategic plan and priorities. And then finally, talking about preparing for the budget development as we rank those strategic priorities, which that we're going to look at today as well. So, okay, my thing is not moving as fast as I'd like it to. Let's see here. There we go. So this is the ACES presentation. I'm just gonna go through the slides. This is the information that I share with the district, the superintendent, and all senior cabinet members.
Hey, Mr. Garlington.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Are you showing? I just see the agenda.
I am. I'm sharing the screen. You still see the agenda? So let me, hey, What's up? Okay.
I can email it to her.
Yeah, if you, that's perfect. If you care what I'm doing, the presentation. Oh, so Miss Jennifer Winfrey, Stephanie Winfrey, or Jennifer Winfrey. Gotcha. Okay. What are you seeing right now? Are you seeing the actual slides for the? You seeing the presentation where it says signature programming? Can somebody confirm that?
I still see the agenda, but I don't know. Okay. Does anyone else see anything else?
Oh, no worries. Nah. Let me stop.
Try it now.
Yeah. I just stopped sharing, so let me reshare. I think it was probably stuck on the last one, so let me stop sharing, which I just did, and I'm going to share again. Hey, Ms. Jacoby, good to see you. Long time no see. Saw her a couple of days ago.
Nice.
Go here. So we are back, and now you should see the presentation where it says preparing for budget development. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah.
Awesome. So let me go right back and I'm going to start.
Yes, we see it now.
Awesome. So again, everything we're doing now is. I'm going to leave it like this because for whatever reason, when I try to share it, when I try to do presentation mode, I'll just enlarge that. When I do presentation mode, it goes slower. So everything we're doing now is in preparation for the budget because we just got our budgets over the last several days. So everything we're talking about is in preparation for that. And as I just said, I'm gonna briefly go over the ACES presentation as well as a strategic plan and then the budget development discussion as we rank our priorities. So what you see now is information that we've shared with the superintendent as well as senior cabinet and just school data that just kind of shows exactly where we are as a school on different data points. This is not matching screens. The screens aren't matching. So hopefully you're seeing a screen right now that says signature programming. Is that what you see right now, y'all? Okay, good.
We see fall 2022 ACES presentation. That's what I see.
Okay.
I see the same fall 2022 ACES presentation.
Let me do something here. Hold on, y'all. Tell you what I'm going to do. Let me do this. I'm going to unplug that. Okay, now you see, there we go. So now you see the side that says signature program. And I don't need that since we're both here.
Yes, we can see
this
it
is information. Okay, here we go. Now I'm on. Now
yes, sir.
Got it. So now this is information, again, that we've shared with the board as well as the superintendent and senior cabinet. Just basically some school information and some data, everything from our signature program. And again, we've gone over this. So I'm just kind of highlighting this so just to refresh your memory, some of the data that we share and which I'll be sharing in a couple of weeks again with the district. And then we talk about some of our whole child intervention as it relates to attendance and then behavior data, just kind of where we stood at that particular point, which this at this point, this data is actually several weeks old now because the next ACES is coming up in a couple of weeks, like I just mentioned. We also talk about our HMH doses, like how are we doing our intervention block for math 180, read 180, and then system 44, as well as just some curriculum and instruction type of things that just work. You know, what are some strategies that we're doing based on the STAP and what are those action steps that match it for ELA, for math, and then for whole child and family engagement. And then also, again, we talk about and we're able to share what are our highest priority needs. I've mentioned in the last ACES that we need some ongoing professional development as well as the opportunity to share what our schedule looks like in the building with all the learning walks and everything that was taking place. And then these are just some data points, some MAP subgroup data comparison, which we've looked at this ad nauseum within the school. Like, what does our MAP data look like? What does our subgroup data look like? And then what are our next steps? I got an opportunity to share this with the superintendent and the district officials as well. So then we jump into our strategic plan. This is not new to you. We've seen this before. This is exactly like we did. This is exactly like the one we had last year, the 21 to 25 strategic plan. The only difference in what you're looking at now compared to what we did, to what we looked at last year, would be the actual percentage points, which would be right here at the top right here. In other words, what are our goals of success? How do we know that we're successful for ELA, for math, and then for a whole child? So these are the things that we talked about were the strategies and our priorities based on what we looked at and where we were for data points in the school. So we talked about fostering academic excellence. We talked about building a culture of support. We talked about equipping and empowering leaders and staff, as well as creating a system of school support. So as you peruse these, you'll see different school priorities for each one of these, which we're going to look at again in a moment, because these are the things that we're saying that we're doing. These are our priorities. And then we have strategies and action steps to match those. So for example, You know, we talked about, you know, the use of data to drive the instruction and academic decisions in the school building. That is a priority. We know that we need to use data to drive what our instructional processes look like on a daily basis. And then we have school strategies to relate to that and to match with that. And for every category, we have those priorities. Again, this is a reshare, but I just want to refresh our memory on this. So here's what we need to do now, because we didn't get to do this in the last meeting. We didn't have a quorum last time, but based on our strategic plan, we need, and as we prepare for the budget, we need to now look at, we need to look at our strategic plan and our priorities. And what I've done, I've planted on here for you the priorities, and you're going to see all eight of our priorities. Yeah, there are a total of eight of them in ranking order. And we just,
I say, you see him hit Ben's riding down the street.
Yeah.
Hey, mute yourself. There we go. Thank you, Mr. Flown. So we need to look.
It'll at take these. Him about an hour to get home. Ain't no need to be in there.
Well, that's okay. I got it. So what we need to do is look at these, and these are in rank order right here. But I want you to notice a couple of things here. Instead of it being 1 through 8, we have 1A through 1D. And Mr. Jacoby, I know you're going to probably kill me for this, but it made sense for us to do it like this. And then you see 2A through 2C, and then finally 3. Because what this means is that we have three basic buckets here in the school, because as we look at those priorities, for example, 1A talks about increasing academic achievement, and then 1B talks about the use of data, 1C talks about using flexible learning tools. Those are all one bucket. That talks about academics and instruction. That's teaching and learning. So instead of it being 1, 2, 3, and 4, it's 1A, 1B, 1C, 1D, because that falls under bucket number 1. And then next, you see the whole child support. You know, a whole child support system to meet the needs of every student, followed by increasing attendance and engagement, and then finally sustaining and enhancing family engagement. Those fall in one bucket of everything wraparound for child, wraparound services for child and for community support. So that's why you see 2A, 2B, and 2C. And then finally, you see implement IB with fidelity. So that's our third one. That's like a standalone. So what we need to do is look at this and make sure that this makes sense for us. These are our priorities. And it's in ranking order per se, but it's also kind of bucketed. So that the next discussion point is, do we agree on these priorities for the school? And just so you know, where you see the asterisk, the one asterisk, like for example, 1B right here, use data to drive instruction and academic decisions. The implement IB, those were in our top four for last year. But then when you see two asterisks, those were not only in our top four, but these were our top two. So increasing academic achievement and promote growth in ELA and math, as well as implement IB, those were our top two rankings for last year, which I would argue to say they are probably very similar, if not the same, this year, because our priorities have not changed. It's just the way that we're doing certain things as we've gotten off the list and as we reach more towards achievement. So let me keep going down, because I know the question will come up in a moment about the ranking. So what we need to do is now, based on what I've just shown right there, decide, do these priorities and the ranking and the way that they've been bucketed, does that make sense for who we are as a school based on where we know that we need to go and where we are right now? Once we have some discussion, and if there's any discussion, and I'll pause to see if there's any questions or discussion about that, because then the next step is that we will take a vote as to whether that's the case. And actually, when I'm done with the presentation, we'll be guided through a vote. But any questions about that right there?
Hey, Mr. Garlinson, I do want to say something. So with the way it's ranked, I do agree with our priorities being in the three buckets of academics, whole child, and then IB. To do IB with fidelity, which is the third ranking, number three, we must first, of course, address the academic and the whole child, right? Totally. Additionally, since we now have been 1 month off the list, since we have found out, we need to continue that work. So it will make sense for our priorities to stay and continue that the trend that in the gains that we are making to ensure that we continue to push the work at the school and to ensure that we continue to trend in that upward direction to get us to remain stable and off the list. So we think about a strategic plan 3 to 5 years, so we don't wanna continue to make changes every year that we take this vote, because then we will never make ground, if that makes sense.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I think that was very well said, and I appreciate you pointing that out, because again, it's a 3 to 5 year plan. We may make some tweaks on it based on our percentage points and based on what our current data says. However, not an overhaul would not be, we wouldn't get any traction with that. And so this has to make sense for us, not only last year and this year, but moving forward over the next couple of years as we strive to remain off the list and increase student achievement. So I, everything you said, I double stamp that, Dr. Bennett. Any other discussion or questions about the priority rankings or just concerns about it? Okay, I'm going to go right through. So the next phase after we, and I'll pause after I finish this particular point of the presentation, we're going to take this because this will now be a segue into the actual budget discussion, which in a moment you'll see me share some of the budget items with you. So I'll pause and I'll turn it back over to Mr. Metcalf to guide us through a vote and some other discussion.
All right, so thank you for the discussion. Thank you, Mr. Garlington, for the presentation. So we need to, I believe, vote on and approve the strategic plan as it stands. It sounds like no one wanted to make a change. That is correct? Okay. All right, so we're gonna move to approve, or yeah, I'm gonna make a motion, or do I have a motion to accept the updates or accept the strategic plan as it is currently?
I accept the strategic plan as it is.
I'll second it.
Oh, great. Okay, so I saw that Mr. Jones made a motion and Mr. Flewellen seconded it. So all in favor, say aye or raise your hand. Do you accept?
Aye.
Aye.
And anyone opposed, say nay or raise your hand, please. All right. So, Mr. Secretary, it's be another unanimous vote for the affirmative. Okay. And we have the budget, right?
And it should be, it should ask something in there about the ranking.
Oh, yeah. So we need to rank the strategic priorities. That's what you said, right?
Well, we just voted on the accepting the plan, and this now just we want, do we want to, do we okay. accept the rankings
okay. for
the next part?
So now we need to make sure that we want to accept the rankings. So we accepted the plan with the buckets and the priorities. Do we want, so now we need to make a motion, or does anyone want to move or change the rankings of the priorities or discuss the priorities before we move to approve the rankings? To me, it's like a chicken and egg thing. What comes first? Do students get here and then we do the whole child support, or the whole child support and then I guess we have that and the kids get here? That's one thing I wonder, like, are two A and two B?
And that, so, yeah, great. So the discussion point was, like, does the whole child come first, or does the,
yeah,
does
the kids here first?
Right. And let me tell you my thought on this. My thought is that everything is, it's the first thing. And this is every, this is up for discussion. But the first thing is about everything about academic achievement. Everything that we do in the school is centered around academic achievement. And then everything else is feeding into this. So even the whole child support is for the purpose of supporting the academic achievement. So in my mind, that always is listed because we're a school. That's always first, because then everything we do, whether it's family engagement, whether it's, you know, the IB, you know, platform, whether it's the, you know, whole child wraparound support, it's the support right here, because ultimately we want everybody to be successful in ELA, math, and all content areas, you know? So that's what my thought on that is.
So TA almost 2A.
Yeah. Exactly.
Book up one and two.
Yeah. Exactly. So with 2A being first, that encompasses 2B and 2C.
Right.
So if you do 2A well, 2B and 2C will be automatically addressed.
And I do want to just point out that when we start talking about budget, it's not like one, it's not like we're going to fund either 1A, 1B, 1C, or 1D. All of one is together. So in addressing 1A, we're addressing 1A, 1B, 1C, and 1D. In addressing 2A, we're addressing 2A, 2B, and 2C. So it's not like one or the other. That's why I think it's really nice in this way like this, because it's really three bucket areas. So there's three basic priorities that we're looking at here: academics, whole child, and IB. And so everything falls into those categories. So in doing 1A, we're doing B, C, and D as well. You know what I mean? So it's not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's 1A, 1B. So just to point that out as well.
Okay. Are there any other questions or discussion points before we move to accept the rankings as they are? All right.
Thank you, I just want to say thank you, Mr. Garlington, for explaining that so that they know that as far as the budget, how it's allocated. But thank you for explaining that.
Yeah, no doubt. Thank you.
Okay. So it sounds like we are Well, let me make sure. Are we agreed on the present ranking of our school priorities? Are there any other questions or further discussions about this action item? All right. Do I hear a motion to accept the rankings as they are of our priorities in the strategic plan?
I motion to accept as they
are. So Mr. Jones raised a hand. Do I have a second to approve the rankings of our strategic plan?
I second it.
All right, we got a second and a third.
Third.
Great. All right, so all in favor of our rankings for strategic plan, please say aye or raise your hand.
Aye.
Hello, Ms. Winfrey. Welcome. And Ms. Branton. All right. So any nays for the strategic rankings of our, sorry, of the rankings of our strategic plan? So say nay or raise your hand. All right. Any abstentions? All right. So Mr. Secretary, again, document we have unanimous ayes in favor of. All right, so it looks like we have approved the priorities and the rankings as written. And we can now move on to discussion items, I do believe.
Yep, and let me do the budget. I will now jump into the, let me find out, somehow it just closed on me. I'm gonna jump now into the budget development process. Give me a second. Major technology issues today for some reason. Meetings, this is the 26th, and there we go. Budget development process presentation, there we go. So now that we've done that portion, we're gonna jump into the actual budget process. So now let me zoom, share screen, and there we go. All right, so now we're talking about the actual budget development process. That just segued us right into this next phase that we're gonna jump into now. So just so we know, here's some norms just for anybody who's on the call, because I know we have some visitors on the call. This is a meeting of the GOAT team, so only members of the GOAT team can actually participate in the discussion as we start talking about the budget. Everybody else, you're pretty much able to observe, but you can't participate in the discussion. We invite and welcome contributions of every member and listen to everybody. That's for the GOAT team members as we discuss this. We're going to follow the agenda as it's been noticed. Let me pause, because that's a...
Joshua Butler, report to the front office for a dismissal. Joshua Butler.
And then we're going to respect the ideas and assume goodwill of everybody that's sharing information as we have this discussion. So here's our budget. Here's our GOAT team development, budget development process, everybody. Data review, which we've done that quite a bit. We even did that earlier in this meeting with the data review, as well as our strategic plan review. We just got finished talking about that, as a matter of fact, as we accepted and approved it. We'll also talk about budget parameters, which we did that with our strategic parameters, because that's going to drive the actual budget itself, and it should drive the budget. And then finally, budget choices, which we'll not so much do choices today, but we're going to start looking at what that's going to be and what that process is going to look like. So as you see right here, here's our FY24 GOAT team budget process. And we're right here at step number 3, where we're doing the initial budget session, where we're going to share some information about the budget, and you'll get a high overview look at what our budget is looking like as we stand right now. So the first, the first GOAT team meeting is to really talk about and the overview of the budget and what that looks like for the GOAT team and for the general public to be able to participate and see this information as well. The why is because this meeting provides an opportunity for me and the GOAT team to make sure that we're aligned to our priorities and that budget is closely aligned to what we're saying is important to us. And then the when is right now, all the way through early February. So that's where we're right there within the timeframe that we need to be. We talked about this and you've seen this as well. This is, again, our budget development process as it relates to our strategic plan. So my role in this is to design the budget, and to propose operational changes that can raise student achievement, and then to flesh out strategies, implement and manage them at the school level, as well as focus on the day-to-day operation and serve as the expert on the school level to make sure that all these things are taking place, as well as hiring quality instructional support personnel. Now, the GOAT team, that's everyone, all of our members on here. Your idea and your role is to focus on the big picture, positions and resources, not the people, but like what do we need in the school to make sure that we're driving the student achievement, as we said, that's important to us. And then to ensure that the budget is aligned to what the school's mission and vision is, as well as the priorities, and make sure that we're allocating resources as such. So you just saw that we just saw this. You know, this is our strategic plan. We just got finished voting through that and prioritizing it. So again, that's nothing new to you. You gotta love this. Okay.
School on tomorrow. Make sure you have the conversation with your parents, that you will take your normal mode of transportation.
So I'm gonna talk over him. So again, we just looked at this. So thank you for helping us to prioritize what our buckets look like and what's important to the school as we start talking about what the budget looks like. And here's just some whys. You know, here are the three big buckets: increase academic achievement, whole child support, and then implement IB, and then just the rationale behind that. You know, it's really kind of common sense. However, I just want to make sure that we're grounded in that, because, you know, when we talk about the academic achievement, because we want to make sure that everybody's successful in academic, in everything academics, you know, especially as we look at ELA and math. When we talk about whole child, we want to make sure that we are removing barriers so that they can access that first goal and that first priority. And then as far as IB, it's not only a district, you know, initiative that everybody's involved in signature programming, but IB is the cluster model, and it's to make sure that we're providing this rigorous instruction. And again, that's tied to that first priority of just academic achievement for the students. So now let's jump into some budget stuff real fast. Here's the nitty gritty right here. Here's some important stuff right here that's new, that's pretty much new for this year. So the budget investment, you know, it talks about how we have folks hired, you know, our human resources, all the community folks that we have involved that we may be paying for different sort of resources from them, as well as curricular resources. So that's what the budget entails, everybody. The budget recommendations are tied directly to the school strategic plan. But just so you know, this number right here, $9,723,435, that's what our current budget is as of right now for the 2023-2024 school year. Right now, this budget is based on 696 students, which we are projected to have for next year, which is 5 less than our projection for this current year. We are projected to be at 701, but we are projected at 696 for next year. I will point out that while our projection was 701, we're currently sitting at 758. So we have obliterated our projection. So that's where we stand right now. Now, it's hard to see all this, and I don't want to get into the nitty-gritty of all the lines, because we're going to really dig into this a lot more in the next budget meeting as well. But again, this is the actual budget sheet. I want you to see what it looks like. And there's where that number sits that I just talked to you about, the $9,723,000. But you see the different categories, you know, how these monies are allocated. You know, it's based on the grade level. It's based on the per pupil expenditure, based on poverty level. These are the different categories that feed our budget. So I don't know if you can, I think you can see it on your screen. Let me move that out the way. So we're at $9,723,000 compared to $9,469,000 from last year. So we actually have almost a $300,000 increase, even though we lost $100,000 for CSI because of our FTE. So for example, our REP classes that we really did a great job of making sure that we had students in REP in the way we schedule students, as well as our poverty, as well as our allocation for, I want to say for our sixth grade allocation, it just ended up being more. So we lost money in one category, our overall budget, we are sitting more than what we did, than where we were sitting this time last year, which is a great thing. That's great news for us. So now you look at other funds, you look at other kind of earnings, you see signature programming, where we get money for that, as well as where we're getting $494,000 for turnaround money, Title I. These are the different categories that we're earning funds for that feed into the budget as well, that gives us our total of that $9,723,000. But then one other thing that I'll point out to you, we have CARES money as well, to the tune of $340,763. So this money allows us to spend on things that we know that's been impacted because of the pandemic that we just had. So that's really what that is. So it may be for reading resources, intervention block. Those are some examples, as well as here's some other examples of the types of things that CARES money can and will be used for, and is being used for technology, for mental and physical health. So when we talk about our DAN, supplemental learning materials, continuity of staff and, you know, services, at-risk student population, as well as professional development. So that's the CARES money, that $340,000 block that we can use those types of monies for. So what's next? Right now, we're in the budget allocation. That's now. We're in the budget allocation meeting where we're just giving an overview of the budget. Next is where I'm going to have a one-on-one with the associate superintendent to really talk about what the budget looks like and next steps as we start planning how those monies are going to be used. Then there's going to be a cluster planning session. Then a meeting with the program managers from all the different departments, just looking at, you know, from IB to special ed to REP to just look at how these monies are being spent to make sure that we're using it strategically and getting the best bang for our buck. Then we'll get some Go Team feedback, which will be at our next budget meeting, our next meeting, where we're really talking, really just dive deeply into the budget even more. And then I'll have my HR staffing conferences with the associate superintendent and other individuals from these various departments to really make sure that we have locked in the budget to make sure that it makes sense. And then finally in March, that's when we have our final meeting for the GOAT, not final meeting for the GOATs, our final budget meeting where we actually approve the budget and then we push it forward for final approval to make sure that everything is set. So today was not about just digging deeply into the budget, but letting you see what the process is going to be as we move forward and letting you see where we stand overall in terms of our condition with the budget and how much money that we have. So with that, I will pause and see if there are any questions.
I know, right? As the acting chair, I'm supposed to ask you, when is the school staffing conference set to take place?
That is taking place. Yep, that is scheduled for the 27th, February the 27th.
All right. So put that in the agenda. Mr. Secretary, can you make sure that's in the notes?
We'll do.
February 27th. Right. Are there any questions to the GO team members, or do the GO team members have any questions for Mr. Garlington regarding our staff, our budget allocation information?
And I will take this opportunity to point out, great job, GO team, in selecting our meetings, because based on the budget timeline and the staffing timelines, our meetings are perfect. We don't have to reschedule any meetings. Our next GO team meeting is before the staffing meeting, which is perfect, because then I'll take that, go to the staffing meeting. And then we have another GO team meeting prior to the budget, before the budget has to be approved, which is on March the 9th, when we actually have our GO team meeting. So that sits us nice and pretty before we actually have to submit that for final approval. So we don't need to do any rescheduling as far as meetings. Everything is perfect. And we even have time to schedule an additional, you know, a meeting if we need to in the interim, like in between some of these meetings. So we're sitting really good with those meeting dates and times.
Metcalf, can you hear me? Do you mind checking those dates?
Yes.
I will check. All right.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. A couple of us do have district obligations as well. So I guess I can do that offline, right?
Yes, sir. Please.
We can always come back and adjust if we need to. So yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I don't think we need to take a vote on calendar now.
No.
Okay. All right. So we've done our budget allocation presentation, right?
Yep.
Okay. So we've done that. Flying through. All right. So we can now move on to our information items. Principal's report is our first agenda item and information items.
And believe it or not, you know, I know I like to talk, but I actually have the information that I just shared, especially with the data and this, that actually is serving as my principal report. So I have nothing else as far as, I mean, there's no other, the data and everything I presented, I'll let that count as the principal's report. Nothing else to share in terms of, it's more so honed in on this. So I'm nothing further with
the principal's report. Well, thank you for that very concise principal's report, Mr. Garlington. Wow.
I tell you, because we shared the data, so it's really just a matter of this is what I want us locked in on. This is what I want us locked in on.
And then regarding announcements, I need to remind all GO team members to make sure that they've completed their budget training on the Ellis platform. I believe Ellis just sent us all an email a couple weeks ago. So it takes 5 or 10 minutes. Please make sure it's finished. You get a nice fancy paper certificate you can print out. If you need help or assistance, please contact the GO team office. There are lovely people up there. Anyone have any additional announcements they'd like to put into the meeting here? Nobody? Crickets? All right. We have reached the end of our agenda. Is there any additional business at this time that any GO team member would like to put forth?
Will the next meeting be open for public, for the public?
It is. February the 16th meeting is public comment. As a matter of fact, the remaining meetings that we have on the GO team for the GO team for the year are open for public comment. So They are. And we strategically did that because we knew that it was going to be budget development and budget discussion. So, the remaining meetings will be open for public comment. And just for the record, February the 16th, March the 9th, and then May the 4th are the next and final meetings.
Thanks again.
Yep.
February the 16th, March the 9th, and then May the 4th. And all of them are at 5:30, and they're via Zoom, as well as in person in the media center.
Oh, man, you have to dress up in Star Wars outfits for May the 4th.
Star Wars Day, I know that.
All right, and Mr. Jones, February 16th works for us. We don't have a obligation that night, so we'll be good for the next one at least. Perfect. And I believe the next one as well.
Yeah, exactly.
I got a question.
Sure.
So when is the voting for the budget?
The actual voting for the budget to approve the budget will be that March the 9th. The discussion of the budget will be February the 16th, which is our next meeting. So that's when we'll really start digging down and looking at positions. And the GOAT team office, they'll present me with an actual presentation, a protocol to follow in order to do that. But to answer your question, March the 9th is when we vote on approving the actual budget based on the discussion that we would have had in the next meeting.
Okay, and we need to be present for that, or we voted via Zoom?
Well, you can be via Zoom. I mean, Zoom is just like being present. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Zoom is the same as being here.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, no doubt.
All right. Any additional business? All right, if that's the case, might have a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'm motion to adjourn.
Second motion.
All right, we have a second. All in favor, please raise your hand or indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed or abstentions, raise your hand. All right, the meeting is adjourned at 6:06 p.m.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Fuon.
Stop recording, and yeah, thank you all. I want to send it to the